The first effort is to be contact with your primal desire. The first effort is to be connected to your primal desire. The way the word desire is being used is that which is primal in you that keeps you alive, keeps you living, keeps you inflamed. This is the primal desire. Every human being has a primal desire that keeps you going. Without desire, the body can cease to function. So when you look at life and people in it, the loss of enthusiasm for living, the mediocreness, the confusion is simply because this desire is missed. One is not connected to one's primal desire. People become very heady, very mental, very idea-based. In being idea-based, they miss their primal desire. In missing the primal desire, you miss you. It is like this: if you are submerged underwater long enough, have you seen the primal desire to breathe happens? You fight to breathe. You fight to surface to breathe. There is something that pushes you to continue living. Something pushes you to move. Until one is in contact with that, if you are not in contact with that, you cannot move. You are not moving. You are not existentially a flame. The very word I, the real meaning of the word I, is the contact of your primal desire. All other idea of I are just an idea. Whatever you call you, whatever you identify yourself, is nothing but an idea. The real you is the primal desire. The pain that is experienced is simply because the idea about who you are is more on the move than the connection to the primal desire. So the idea is living, not the primal desire. Most often the idea appears to be the desire, but the idea cannot be the desire. So the first awakening is to awaken to the primal desire at a very heightened state. Maybe in deep celebration, you have glimpses of your real primal desire. In the beginning, it is primal because it is in the Muladhara. At one point, it will transform to your primal sharing. And that sharing will evolve to be the primal you. That which is just you, you can't help it but be that. This is the first awakening, the first attainment. You see, so often you live by an idea and then your idea fails. And when the idea fails, you think you don't want anything. You have an idea, you want to be a good man. You try very hard to be a good man and you fail. Then you say, I don't want anything. What failed? The idea failed, isn't it? A man loves a woman. A woman loves a man. And you create an idea, that is the woman, that is the man, and you try. And that fails. Then you say, I don't want relationship anymore. No, that is not the fact. What failed was the idea. You understand? The primal that moved you towards it is still burning. There is something, Kumar, that keeps you going, sustains you. You have to make the distinction, Ganesha, between the primal and the idea. Idea, people can have any idea. I want to be a millionaire, I want to be this, I want to be that. It's an idea. And most often, this idea compensates the primal. Then they pursue the idea. But sometimes when in a deep moment of awakening, deep moment of heightened, you see you become very in touch with your primal, the primal idea of who you are. This primal idea, this primal desire is what I call the A, what I call as you, the real you. What is your primal desire? One has to be very meditative to touch it, Subramani. One has to be very silent to be in contact with one's primal desire. Like in Indian, there is a word, they call it Piravi Palan. Have you heard? Piravi Palan means the fruit of this life, the benefit of this living, why you were born in this life. They say, why you took this birth? It is to fulfill a primal desire. And whenever you touch the primal desire, they say, Peravi Palan Aranjach, I have attained to my primal desire. The primal desire would be experienced as you. Whenever you feel your primal desire, you will actually feel that you are you and you are authentic. Not until then, Uma. Until then, you are running after an idea. I'm not saying anything wrong with an idea. If the idea can serve you to fulfill your primal desire, it's well and good. But you got to understand, it is just an idea. You understand? You are thirsty. You need water. So you go dig a hole to find water. If you fail digging the water, doesn't mean you give up your desire. You just, your idea, this place got water, has to be given up. Then go dig somewhere else. Or maybe go find a river. One of the greatest difficulty people have is to confess that they have a primal idea. No, primal desire. You see, an idea is manageable. It's idea, you know. You understand? It's idea. You can tweak idea. It is manageable. But a primal desire is a primal desire. It's the source of you. And very few have the courage or the innocence to be in touch with their primal desire. To be in touch with the primal desire, your mind must become rather silent. Thus, when you meditate, when you are silent, when you use that word meditation, the first thing you are doing is getting in touch with your primal desire. You're just sitting with your primal desire. You're being the primal desire. The difference between someone who's enlightened and someone who's not enlightened. For the enlightened person, his desire has got no direction. It is not towards something. It has fallen within. For an unenlightened person, the desire still has a journey. Together. The desire is still moving forward somewhere. There is still a fulfillment of the desire. The enlightened man, his desire has been fulfilled. So the quality of the desire changes. Make that distinction. For the enlightened man, Ganesan, he lived in desire. He found his primal desire. And what happened? One day he fulfilled the primal desire. In fulfilling the primal desire, that very energy collapsed onto its own. Now it has nowhere to go. So it just glows, so to say. It just dissolves, whatever word you want to use it. But for a normal, average human being, that desire is still seeking a fulfillment. It needs a fulfillment. So behold, that you are seeking a fulfillment, Chinnaya. No matter how egoistical you are to pretend I don't want this, I don't want that, it doesn't matter. That pretension of not wanting is one thing. To compensate the pretension, you create an ego. You understand? But in denying the desire, he denies the desire, you have to create an ego, isn't it? The ego is to camouflage the pain of not living your desire by trying to create another desire, another desiring or another happiness, you understand? It's like a man who has a desire to live in the finest, in the greatest beauty, but he's not in touch with his desire. So he creates an ego. Money is bad. And by saying that, he tries to take some pleasure of not living his desire. You follow? He tries to take pleasure from not living his truth. So he says, life is transient. What is there in things? And he tries to take some joy out of it. Are you following this? Because somewhere he needs to derive something, so he compensates. When you can recognize the game being played, you can drop the game and truly be silent with your primal desire. Like it happened to Gautam Buddha. He became awakened to the primal desire of knowing the meaning of life. He realized suffering. He saw people suffering. And he wanted to know and find a solution. You see, so many people see other people suffering, but their desire never rose. Why it rose for Gautam Buddha is because it must have been his primal desire, whether he knew it or not. He saw something, it awakened it in him. He wanted to free people from the pain. He wanted to free people from birth and death. So he followed his primal desire and went to meditate. Meditation is staying with your primal desire. If you can't get in touch with your primal desire, you will be following your mind. Like I was just talking to somebody. He follows some guru, something. And he does this technique. And said, I've been doing this technique. I said, good. But when I look into his eyes, he's just been sold an idea. And he's running after that idea which is not even his. And doing all kinds of monkey things. When I look deep in him, his desire is something else. It has got nothing to do with him, you know. And what he's doing, even that idea is not his. I want you to see how people get split. Because you can be sold an idea. Like in China, Chairman Mao sold an idea of culture revolution in which he awakened the entire country to destroy the entire past. That was not the idea of the people. It was his idea. He sold it. And they destroyed everything. So much atrocity happened. So you must be very careful. Are you living out your primal desire or are you living out somebody's idea? Together. To know your primal desire is to actually know you. In the energetic way. And to know that about you. The mind that constantly moves outward has to be stopped. Whenever the mind is stopped, you will fall into your primal desire. I'm using that word very deliberately because desire has been made a bad word. And suddenly you implode and you really start getting in touch with your primal desire. You see, your primal desire could be, I just want to be me. Then if you go out and look for money, then the money is a tool for you to be free to be you. It's not a pursuit of an idea separate from you. Together. The misdirection people live is, they abandon their primal idea. Because a primal idea is very scary, because it is you, you know. You may be in love and suddenly you realize your primal idea is you just want to be alone. Now there is trouble. But if you confess to your primal idea you want to be alone, you will use the relationship to attain to deeper aloneness. You can. The other is there as a means for you to move deeper within you. Then the world is not a problem. You can turn everything in the world to support. It's like there was a master, the one they stole the earring, Ganesan, one of those Indian men, very enlightened Indian men. Their names keep missing me. If it's John or Joseph, it's easy to remember. He used to wear beautiful earrings. You see, our ancient masters were as cool as the modern rappers. So I just wanted to make that as a note. Earring, gold chains. Have you seen them? Big gold chains. Only thing, they don't walk this way, but it is the same style repeated in many ways. So he was lying down and a thief came and stole his earring, one side. As he took it out, he rolled over that side and let the guy take it out. So somebody asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "It was heavy. He helped me to unburden it." That means his primal desire must be to be light. Thus, that robbery, he can turn it to serve his final desire. Watch this. He can look upon it very enlightenedly. Heavy, carry, it's okay. He helped me actually, he took it. Think on it. When you are in touch with the primal, everything is a blessing. But there is a basic paranoia, a basic fear to know your primal desire. Because when you were a child, your primal desire was not looked upon as something healthy. The primal desire is looked upon as something that has to be killed so other people can impose their idea on you. Watch. Try to grasp it. If not, Chinnaya, you will spend your whole life being somebody you are not, serving a desire which is not yours, and having nothing at the end. Nothing is touched about you. Like a couple were fighting once, and then the man turned to me and asked, "What does she really want, Master?" I said, "What does most women want?" He said, "What?" "For you to be truthful to them. Primarily, she's provoking you because she knows you are lying. Because you have an idea, you must be a nice man. You must be an understanding man. She's provoking the fight, so you tell her the truth because she primarily needs the truth. What do women want in relationship deeply? Superficially, they'll say, lie to me. But primarily, they want to know truth. And I said, please assist her. Be truthful. But he said, "I'm afraid. I'm afraid if I tell her the truth, the consequence." Then she will tell you, "Are you truthful to the truth you have told her?" And then she will look at you and see whether you can survive the truth about her. So it goes on in many, many levels. But for today, focus on this. What is your primal desire? What moves you primal, in your primal? What keeps you going? In order to observe it, the mind cannot come in. More the heart should come in. You actually feel. More than the heart, the Swadhisthan comes in. The being comes in. It's almost a very intuitive knowing, not an intellectual knowing. Then you know what is it that needs fulfilling in this life. You see, every other idea of fulfilling is just a perversion of the actual fulfilling. Maybe somebody's primal desire is for him to just accept him. But then he imposes an idea, only when I have $20 million I can accept me. Then he pursues that idea. And when he gets the $20 million, he has had many years of not accepting him. Now that becomes the barrier. The day you know your primal desire, the day you confess to your primal desire, the day you have accepted your primal desire, you have no trouble with this world. Everything in this world turns to an unbelievable blessing. Like one of my qualities have always been just to celebrate. That's it. I just want to celebrate. That's just me. So I can turn everything into a celebration. No problem. Can celebrate my daughters, my wife, anything. Just celebrate. Something good happens, celebrate. Something bad happens, celebrate. Now suddenly life is not a problem. Because my primal desire is lived every moment. Mother-in-law shows up, that's a whole different question. I'm trying. I'm still not that high yet, but I'm getting there. To celebrate. What is your primal desire? Really? What is the fear of knowing it? You know, what is the fear of knowing it? It's the fear of knowing I have a need too. I need to love too. I need to be loved too. That is the fear. The fear of the vulnerability. By right, that vulnerability is your beauty. Like a child is beautiful because it's vulnerable, it's innocent. It is there. It is just as it is. Have you seen a child never hold back its desire? A child is nothing but a desire on the move. It wants something, it wants it. There is no question about it. It just wants to be fulfilled. I have seen my daughter go to a store and want a toy. Cry. Okay, here, toy. Take it. Go home, throw the toy away, play with the box. It happened, one of my friend's son, they bought a $300 train set. And the boy was opening and he was so excited, you know. Actually, as grown up, we were excited about the train. We wanted to fix it and see how it ran. He was so happy, thank you uncle, thank you, jumping. He ripped open, threw the train away, sat in the box and he was playing inside the box. So we finally figured out, the box for you, the train for us. That is why the quality to know your desire is innocent. Vulnerability, just to be. Remember, this is what you avoid. You have not known the beauty of being vulnerable. The when you understand the beauty of vulnerable, you have understood meditation. You know, meditation is to be vulnerable. It's not even to be masterful. It is just to be with what is happening. Just being in touch, heartfelt, to be true. Like maybe your desire is to be alone. To be alone means a lot of things, you know. See, word will limit it. So I'm just giving the word. You desire to be alone. It means your desire just to be you. It means you want to be one. Okay, now, a person who desires to be alone, how to be with other people? Because you desire to be alone. Be with other people without breaking your aloneness. Now, can one? You can be with somebody without breaking your aloneness. Becomes a great sadhana. It's nice to be with such person. Easy. Can you see, no matter how you turn it, there is no problem. The foundational problem is the unawareness of your desire. The absence of your desire. And you are afraid of your desire. Like you have the physical desire. If you follow the chakras, the physical. The basic desire to be in the body. Do you know you desire to be in your body and you are told you cannot be in the body? That is why there is such obsession for sex. If not, you cannot be obsessed with sex. Sex is somehow coming back to the body, to be primal in the body. But if you know how to be in the body, sex cannot hold you. Sex releases you. Because people avoid the body so much, then that only pulse it has to pull you back to the body is the sex center. So it pulls you there. Your primal desire to be in the body. But even if you take the element of sex, that sex will have a meaning. It's like people say, sex has no meaning. Agreed. The meaning in sex is your meaning. If your desire is to be you, then sex can be a mode in which you are authentically you. If it is to be in union, then that can be a tool for union. It is just an extension of your desire. On its own, it has got no meaning. Like in ancient literatures, a lot of people had the desire to be masterful. And they use sex as a tool to attain to their masterhood. Because sex in which they lose control. That's the first thing they took control. Fine. That is wonderful. Can you see? Everything can turn. So the body has a desire. Your Swadhisthan has a desire. Your Manipura has a desire. But all these desires are nothing but your primal desire playing at different level. Like light is the same. You split it, you get 7 spectrums. Now, how do you go to your desire? Suspend the mind. Be detached from every movement outward. Simply fall within. Your desire will happen. Like when I was a child, I knew this later. I used to run up, there's a beach near my where I lived and there was a hill. I used to run up and sit there alone. I didn't know I was meditating, there was not part of my family. I didn't know all that. But I used to go up and sit there for hours, look at the horizon, just sit. And I used to be caned for sitting. So I have to secretly sit. I didn't know what I was doing, but the desire to just to be was so strong. Then I realized, all I wanted to do is just be me. Being around my family, I couldn't. My mother looked at me as a child. My grandmother looks at me as a grandchild. My neighbor looks at me as one way. So many people looking at me so many ways. I needed to escape so I can just be me. My awakening was just following my primal desire. Despite what I was conditioned. Because many ideas were sold to me too. But since I held on to the primal idea, this idea could not take possession. Thus, behold, enlightenment, awakening, is nothing but the root, the final destination of your desire. That is why I say, finally you will desire enlightenment. Your final desire is enlightenment. You just don't know it. That is why I have no problem with desire. Two types of desire. No? Desire based on idea and the primal desire. The desire based on idea is sick. The primal idea is your primal. Beyond you, it's pulling you. You cannot help it. Many times I go speak in many places, people say, "We love you, Master." I said, "Yes, you can't help it. Good. You have to. You will. It is you. You just don't know it. It is going to pull you there, whether you like it or not." Now, what is your barrier? Chinniya, what is your barrier? To accept you are a human, nothing else. You're just a man with desire, don't have to be Superman. This idea of being a Superman has created havoc in humanity. Everybody wants to be special. Because everybody wants to be Superman. You see, you got to understand, I want to be special means I don't want to be me. Watch this. I want to be special means I don't want to be me. When I don't want to be me, I'll never look at my desire. You see, the idea of being special has denied you the taste of you as you. Thus, if you can free yourself from the idea and just rest as you, it has enormous potency. Thus, self-knowing, self-recognition is to know your primal desire. Nobody has a primal desire to be a doctor, a lawyer. Lawyer is not possible. Nobody has a primal desire to be a big-time businessman, millionaire. This is all just not it. They have a desire in which that is a tool for attainment. Do you understand? Then that is just your outward expression. You understand? Then it's just your outward expression, nothing else. Now, when you are mindful of this and you start dropping all and come back, what is the primal desire? As you follow that primal desire, as that primal desire burns itself out, the final desire is you want to be enlightened. You want to be a master. It is beyond debate. It's like this. Thirst is a desire, but it's also a biological desire, isn't it? Coca-Cola is mental desire. But we have not drank for 10 days. The body desires it, right? Have you seen? That desire has no self-identity. It is beyond the idea of the mind. It is pulsating. I once climbed with Suresh and a few people up a hill, very high hill. And somewhere on the way back, I think, we ran out of water.
I actually saw these guys in the stream licking that water. And God knows what has passed through that stream. Clean, looks clean, but we haven't done any lab tests. But I actually saw them down there. That is beyond my existential. Are you existential, sir? Or are you a bogus? When the depth loves, that is existential. It loves so deeply, you know. The idea of love is a fuss. It's a nonsense. When your core loves, when I say the core loves, doesn't mean only Punjabi ladies can love. I have to be very careful with my words. They will confuse them. They say only a Punjabi girl can love. She got core. Core will love. Because the level of misunderstanding is so deep. People can misunderstand anything. Together. Now, the very body that we carry, the very embodiment, this very physical, is nothing but the desire housed or the desire embodied. Thus, your body will let you know a lot that is your desire. Gautam Buddha has been reported to have said, the very body, the very Buddha, he said. This very body, just if you can just follow the body, it will lead you. Because the body is authentic, your mind is not. And whenever you give yourself the permission to be in the body, one of the exercises of yoga is to help you to come back to the body. Do you know that? To be embodied. To be a body being. To be embodied. Like in martial art, if you learn, you spend years doing kata. The whole thing is to take the idea of being a warrior to embody it into your physical presence. Then it's not an idea, you are. Now this desire is given in birth, has got a body and has become embodied. So being with the body, you can become very quickly aware of your primal desire, even though the body is small. Together. Now, what is your primal desire? Don't think about it. Be it. See whether you can recognize it. I can see so much. Some of you want to be complete. That is your desire. You want to be completed. These are the words I'm using. You got to understand, you're reading energy. When you use the word red, the word R-E-D is not red. It indicates. Like some want to be masterful. Some want to be still. Some wants to explode in love. Some wants to be left alone so they can just rest as them. Now for a few minutes, try.
breathe, be in touch. Be detached from the mind. Just see what is your embodiment. Don't be afraid for God's sake. Don't be afraid. Whatever it may be, let it be so.